Niger attack, more than 200 gunmen on motorbikes storm army base in Banabangu, date modified colon 2025-06-20T16:56:44.854Z, description colon at least 34 soldiers were killed in the latest attack by Islamist groups, Niger's military leaders say. Jihadists on 200 motorbikes storm Niger army base, 31 minutes ago, save, Wycliffe Muia BBC News, save, AFP via Getty Images, Niger's army has been struggling to contain the jihadist insurgency, file photo, more than 200 gunmen on motorbikes have attacked a Niger army base near the border with Mali, leaving at least 34 soldiers dead, the country's defense ministry said. The attackers, described by the ministry as mercenaries, raided the base in the western town of Banabangu on Thursday, injuring 14 other soldiers. The ministry said that its forces killed dozens of terrorists in the battle. Niger's military is under pressure for failing to curb militant attacks, one of its justifications for deposing democratically elected President Mohamed Bazoum in 2023. This Thursday, June 19, a cowardly and barbaric attack was carried out against the town of Banabangu by a horde of several hundred mercenaries aboard 8 vehicles and more than 200 motorbikes, the ministry said in a statement readout on state TV. It added that the troops were conducting search operations in Banabangu to track down the attackers. The region with more terror deaths than rest of world combined Niger military leaders to nationalize uranium firm the town, which lies close to the three-way border between Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso, is prone to jihadist attacks from Islamist groups. Niger's ruling junta has expelled French and U.S. forces that had been heavily involved in the fight against jihadists. West African neighbors Niger, Burkina Faso, and Mali are facing an insurgency from different jihadist groups which operate across the Sahel region. The three countries have formed an alliance to fight the jihadists and scaled back ties with the West, turning to Russia and Turkey instead for their security needs. But the violence has continued. You may also be interested in, watch, how has Niger changed since the coup? Three military-run states leave West African bloc, what will change? I thought I would die, freed captive tells BBC of life in West African jihadist base podcast, The Sahel's Coup Contagion, Getty Images/BBC. Go to bbcafrica.com for more news from the African continent, follow us on Twitter at BBC Africa, on Facebook at BBC Africa or on Instagram at BBCAfrica, BBC Africa Podcasts, Africa Daily, Focus on Africa, Niger Africa.